there. You know, I have been at this radio thing for so long, matching your stories, your dedications to the perfect love song. I couldn't begin to guess the number of times that today's guest on my podcast, Love Someone with Delilah, was the artist behind the song that I chose to pair with your call. She's performed a total of 427 amazing times during her Las Vegas residency from 2011 to 2019, making her not only the most beloved performer on the strip, but also the most profitable act since Elvis Presley. And late last year, she released her 12th English studio album, because she has some in French, but 12th studio album entitled Courage, and launched her Courage World Tour, which will continue through 2020 in North America, the UK, and Europe. Courage. Courage. Such a fitting title to a beautiful new album. Many of the tracks speak to where she is in life right now. A widowed mother of three growing boys who is learning to navigate life without her partner, her husband, the love of her life, no longer by her side, but forever in her heart. She is a powerhouse artist and performer who loves, 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 loves. If you've ever seen her in concert, you know this is true. She loves entertaining her fans. She's also an advocate for children who require special care. But before I get her on the phone lines, I'm going to take a few minutes to tell you about the sponsor that makes this podcast possible, my good friends at the Home Depot. Our friends at the Home Depot are changing the way doing gets done. The newest innovations on the Home Depot app are so good. You can now snap a picture with the app and find what you need or what you need replacing. That same Home Depot app gives you a product locator too, which tells you how many are in the store you shop at and tells you right where it is down to the aisle and the shelf. That's how things can get done with the help of the Home Depot. Download their app today. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. I've loved her for years. You have loved her for decades. And today, we have the great privilege of sharing a little time with Miss Celine Dion.
Delilah, this is Celine.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello, delightful Delilah. How are you?
I am wonderful. What a treat to get to talk to you for a few moments.
It's wonderful to speak with you as well. Thank you so much.
So before we start the podcast, I watched some of the videos from your new album, from your tour and your album, the Courage album. And I sat here crying, sobbing, praying for you, going, how am I going to have an interview when I'm a hot mess?
Oh, thank you. That is such a compliment. Thank you so much. Are you still crying?
I tried to pull myself together, and then I looked at the tour dates and saw that the day you're in my area, it would be my son's 21st birthday. And then I started crying all over again. I'm like, okay, God, help me out here.
I'm sorry.
The video that you did, that you released, the Courage video, wow. Yeah. Of all the things I've ever seen you do, and I've been playing your music since you started, since David Foster first brought your music to me a long, long time ago. Yeah. Of all the things I've seen you do, and I don't know how many times I saw you in Vegas, and Celine, that video is so powerful and so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
I read a review. Some author said, Celine Dion has moved on from her heartbreaking loss. And I want to call this person and say, you don't move on when you lose the person that is your world. You never move on. You learn to coexist with the pain, but you don't move on.
Well, I think you move on in a way that you try to live with them differently. You don't move on.
I mean, it only depends the way that you see and you hear and you want the meaning of the word itself. It's like some people say a new chapter of a book or a new book or turn the page. I mean, I had to move on to not sob every day for the sake of my children. I'm a single mom. I still love to sing for my fans. I have to show them courage. I have to show them independence. I have to show them everything that I in my power to tell them that to stand for themselves. And they have a voice and they have inner strength. And I have three boys.
Three boys, and two of them just had, your twins just had a birthday recently.
Yes, actually, my twins, they just turned 9 years old. So you move on in a way that you just learn how to live differently with the person that's not next to you, but he's in within you.
He's within you. He's within your boys. He's...
Yeah, and I see Renee through the eyes of my children every day.
They're such adorable. The twins are so adorable. And Charles, Renee Charles, such a handsome young man.
Yes, he has a girlfriend.
What?
I know.
I don't know if you...
Well, some kids today, they're 13 years old. They already have girlfriends. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't. I don't let my kids date that young.
Mine is 18 years old, and he has a wonderful girlfriend, Alexa, and she's beautiful, and she's so good with him, and she's so good with the twins. And you know, it's like I want him to find love. I want him. I mean, it doesn't mean that they'll get married and that's going to be they're going to be together for the rest of their lives. Which at the same time, it's like. You hope, but at the same time, let's enjoy life and discover and spread your wings. But at the same time, it's like when you want to know if the person is nice, it's not because she's pretty outside. It comes inside out. And, you know, like not too long ago, she came home and she got RC, you know, outside with the twins. She brought pumpkins. And she said, come on, RC, I want you to do this with your brother. Let's go. And they were carving pumpkins, and they were playing basketball. I'm saying to myself, oh, my God. I would have asked him to carve pumpkins with his brothers, and we say, Mom, come on. I've passed the age of doing that. You know, I'm not doing that, you know.
Yeah, but the girlfriend mentions it.
The girlfriend, she said, no. We're doing this. Come on, we can do this. You know, come on. You're going to make them so happy. They love you so much. Oh, my God. And she bought them sweaters, and they... That's all. The only sweater that they wear now. So basically, my three boys are in love.
I was going to say
the girlfriend.
It sounds like all three of them are in love with her.
Exactly.
All three of them.
We took a shortcut.
I don't know if you remember. Many years ago, I came to see you in Vegas, and your oldest son, RC, was a baby, and was back in the dressing room, and I got to hold him. And play with him after your performance. And he was such a happy, happy baby. And now you're going on tour. That was many years ago. You're going on tour now. Are the boys touring with you? Are they staying at home? What are you going to...
They've always been with me. They've always been touring with me. It's the first time, actually, that I did not bring my children. First of all, my three children are homeschooled. My son has a girlfriend, and he didn't really want to go on tour. It was heartbreaking, but at the same time, I have to tell you that this tour, the way that it's been arranged, is that we're going to base like 2 months, 3 months in one hotel, in one city, in one country, and then I will take the plane, and I will just like travel back and forth. But this time, it's like one show. After the show, go to the airplane, next city the next day. I mean, it's one show, one day off, one show, one day off, one show, one day off, one show, one day. I mean, I don't want to drive my kids and say, oh, my God, my mother was in show business. We did not have a life. No. I want them to go to school, do experiment, and go play basketball and go swimming. And they love their teacher. And And it's okay that we miss each other a little bit, because when I come home, oh, it's so intense. It's so beautiful. It's just amazing. And, you know, we Skype a lot, and they're so happy and busy. They don't even have to, hi, Mom, how are you? Good, good. You did a good show. Yeah. And we're reading now a book, and we want to show you because it's a 435 pages. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, and they're like so proud. They send me pictures. So you know what? And they'll be, Mom, gotta go because we have a project. We have a surprise for you. Bye, we love you. They don't even have time to talk to me. You know what? It makes me feel good knowing that they're good. If my kids are good, I can go on stage and do my singing and have a good time with my fans, because I know that my kids are well taken care of. The godmother is my sister Linda for my three children. I know they're in good hands. They're home. They're safe. And I miss them, of course. But, you know, the hardest thing to do is that sometimes you have to, what's the best for them? It's not just you. What's good for me? I want to keep them with me all the time. But they need to learn, and they need to, it's hard because you try to teach them how to fly, but you never want them to take off. So it's like, it's very difficult. But you know what? I don't have a hard time, because I know they're having a blast right now.
So you are giving them roots so that they know that they are grounded, and you're giving them wings to fly.
The apples did not fall far from the trees, because those munchkins of mine, they love music, they dress up every day, they love fashion, they play all the time. Karaoke, here we go. Oh my gosh, you should see, they send me pictures. I'm like, are they serious? I mean, they're dressing up to go to bed. And I'm telling my sister, it's okay. It's who cares? It's fine.
Who cares?
They're good boys. They fall asleep with like a top hat, like a big hat, and a cowboy boots, and like a penguin outfit. Who cares? And then when they fall asleep, she undresses them and makes them more comfortable. But when they watch a movie, they want to be the character. You should see their closet to get dressed. If you think I have clothes, they have clothes.
Celine, you're an amazing mother. I love the fact that you encourage your children to find and follow their own creative pathways. When we come back, I want to spend a few minutes talking about the song Imperfections, which really resonated with me. But right now, we need to pause for this important message. Today, we have the great privilege of sharing a little time with Miss Celine Dion.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to talk about, you know, you've got this fashion sense, you're at the Met, you're at these fashion shows, and yet you are so stinking down to earth and humble. And the song that I'm playing on my show right now, Imperfections, talks about that. And in the video, you bear it all. You wipe the makeup off, and there you are in all your reality. Was that your idea to do the song that way?
Yeah, I wanted to do this for a long time, actually. And I asked them if they would allow, please keep some time and some tape and some time during that day of shooting. I really want to, because we all have imperfections. Nobody's perfect in this world. And for me, is that because I love fashion so much, because I borrow characters when I'm on stage and I pretend that I'm like this and that, and with the songs that I'm singing, and I'm, you know, like, we're playing, we're doing music. I mean, I'm doing this professionally, but I don't take myself seriously. I'm having a good time. I'm playing. But when I wanted also that message that everyone has imperfections, but the imperfections, you have to kind of feel, to accept that, because nobody's perfect. And for me, it's that, okay, I should have done that at 25. Well, what is it going to be proven what? Okay, that's fine. But it's happening now, and I really wanted to do it, and it was the right timing, the right song, and nobody's perfect, and I wanted to have a message for the women who maybe some of them have a hard time to accept that they're a little like this, or a little they're aging, or whatever they feel. Sometimes not very self-esteem about themselves, and knowing that nobody's perfect, you have to love yourself the way you are. I'm not against people who go and want to fix some with whatever things there is out there, to go to doctors and fix things if it makes them feel better. And I encourage that, and that's fine. But it's also okay that time, our youth, was great. And also, at my age, is wonderful because it brings you knowledge, and because I have children, and it will keep going, and I will have more to show, and I will have more things to discover. But I wanted the women to know that, A, we all have our imperfections, but are they really imperfections? No, it is who you are.
I love the line, I've got my own set of scars to hide. And I think all of us have those emotional scars that we try to hide from our childhood, or from mistakes we've made, or from abandonment, or from grief. But it seems like in this tour, in these songs that I'm listening to, you're not hiding those scars. You're sharing them and saying, it's okay. We're all in this together. It's okay. It's okay.
It is okay. You have to assume yourself, and it's okay, and it's gonna be fine. Let's just grow one day at a time. It's gonna be okay. We have strength. We women, we're strong. We raise children. Here we are. Let's go. And that's good.
I
can't hold your heart while I'm fixing mine.
Ah, great line. And I ain't gonna save you. I love that line. How many times did I enter into relationships when I was younger thinking I was going to save someone from their addictions, from their bad choices? Thank God I outgrew that phase. But I want my daughters and other young women to hear that and recognize that your job ain't to save somebody, baby.
Oh.
Your job is to be the best that you can be. So,
yeah.
I know that you, Celine, have your own organization, your own philanthropic organization. And my producer, Janie, said, Delilah, basically, she gives to everybody and is trying to save the world with her goodness. And that really touched me. What are some of the projects that you are really pouring your heart into?
Well, actually, I do have a foundation, and I try to help a lot of children, so young children. I'm the godmother of cystic fibrosis, actually, and I have my own foundation too, which I raise money to help sick children. We have some in our family here carries the gene, and we lost one of our niece, my sister's daughter. She was 16 years old, and when I was asked to participate and to try to raise some money, eventually after that, I wanted to be more involved and try to have my own foundation to try to help even more. And also, it's just that not only to be the spokesperson for St. Justine, which is the Hospital of Children in Montreal, but the thing is that I think it's a responsibility of human beings to, if we can try to help, if we see somebody struggling, if we can try to help to be part of a foundation and raise some money, we don't even have to think about this. We don't even have to talk about this. I don't want to talk about that because it's like, it's normal. It's natural. I want to say, yes, I have my foundation and I give a lot of money to, I mean, it's true, but at the same time, I think it's just normal. I mean, the fans had given me all through those years an amazing life. I'm trying to raise my children the best way I can. And I'm fortunate enough to have an extraordinary life. And the least that I can do is to pay back in the best way that I can and to raise some money for people who are struggling and the kids who are having a hard time who might not have a future.
To whom much is given, much is required. You have been blessed richly, and as a result, you give richly.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, you know what? In life, you don't want to be a taker. You want to be a giver.
I definitely want to be a giver, and you have given so much beautiful music to the world, Celine, and I am so excited for your tour. I don't know how you do it. I looked over your schedule, and it's a crazy schedule. I may find the courage to come and see you on my son's birthday.
Yes. I'll be around, darling. And you know what? Thank you so much for playing my music for so long. I really, really appreciate it. And we'll see each other again real, real soon, okay?
All right. God bless you.
I love you. God bless
love you. Bye-bye, well. Honey.
Bye-bye, love, love. Bye-bye.
How amazingly fortunate are we, blessed are we, to spend time with a musical icon. Celine is talented. She's beautiful. She's kind. And she is very, very courageous. If her show, The Courage World Tour, comes to a city near you, I encourage you to get tickets and go. But until then, I encourage you to slow down and love someone.